Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY24 earnings conference call of United Breweries, hosted by Investec Capital Services. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference has been recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Harit Kapoor from Investec Capital Services. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Jacob. On behalf of Investec Capital Services, would like to welcome all the participants and the senior management of United Breweries for the Q1 FY24 United Breweries post-results conference call. From the team at United Breweries, we have Mr. Radovan Sikorsky, Director and CFO, as well as Mr. Robin Ashton, Head of Business Control and Investor Relations on the call today. I'll now hand the call over to Radovan for his initial comments, post which we'll open the queue for Q&A. So over to you, Rado.
Thank you. Yeah, good afternoon, everyone on the call, and thank you for joining us today. I'll give an update on quarter one, 2024. Let's start with the highlights. Volumes were down 12% in the quarter, impacted by some route to market challenges and changes we've done, supply chain challenges, and we also had some lower interstate sales. Excluding the route to market, our volumes were down around 4%, driven by Telangana and Haryana. In premium, we were down 20% in the quarter, whereas volumes were flat, excluding the route to market changes. We did see some good mid-teens growth for the Kingfisher Ultra Max brand for us, and some promising also growth for Heineken Silver, which we continue to focus on. Now, Silver is now contributing to around 30% of the total Heineken franchise. Net sales were down around 7%, driven by the volume decline, but then offset by, you know, healthy pricing coming through. The pricing we've taken across multiple states, which continued, you know, with our commitment to drive this by our revenue management initiatives. Gross margin during the quarter was lower, as compared to the prior year, which we've been discussing, you know, in our previous calls in terms of the inflationary pressure. But, you know, versus quarter four of 2023, there has been quite a bit of an improvement, and we are down around 196 basis points, well, we're up, I'm sorry, we're up 196 basis points versus last quarter. EBIT margins contracted slightly this prior year and, you know, significant improvement versus the last quarter, which is nice to see as well. You can see we've added two additional slides in our presentation, one on the volume progress and the other on the margin trajectory. You know, as you can see in the volume development slide, where we have broken it up into April, May, June. April, May was really a tough period for us in April and May. Particularly, you know, we had quite a bit of challenges in supply chain in Karnataka, in terms of getting dispatches out to breweries. But this has improved significantly in June. You know, our June volumes were up 44% in Karnataka, which is great to see. And we continue to see this, you know, strong volume performance going through into July overall for our volumes. So that's good to see. In terms of the margin developments slide, you can see we are observing a reversal of the previous downward margin trends. And as mentioned earlier, our gross margins improved 196 basis points versus previous quarter, and our EBIT margin also improved versus the previous quarter, which is good to see. So, you know, the initiatives and some of the drives in savings in the supply chain are starting to come through as well. In terms of the outlook, so, you know, we see a bit of softening of the cost of sales, but I mentioned as well in the press release, there is a bit of volatility still, right? So as you all know, there is quite a bit of pressure coming through also on rice into the back end of the quarter. But generally, we see a bit of a softening. So, you know, we for sure see improvement in our gross profit margins or your net contribution margins going into the next quarters. So we should see that. You know, we'll continue to focus on growing the category, you know, and pushing the premium as well going forward, you know, and yeah, we remain quite optimistic in terms of, you know, going forward over the next quarters that there should be an improvement on our gross profit margin. So that is my short summary, and we can open up to the Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Abneesh Roy from Nuvama Institutional Equities. Please go ahead. Mr. Roy, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, thanks. So I've got three questions. So first question is on slide 7. So I have seen that there is a good recovery in June versus April in terms of volumes. Wanted to understand in RTM, if you could give more clarity in X of Karnataka, what are the issues? And Karnataka, is there any pipeline filling? Because in the first 2 months, there was obviously lower inventory. So Karnataka, the good growth coming back in June, is there some bit of one-off also there? So that was my key question, that is this impacting also your other competitors? For example, when you saw, say, -22% volume and -13% volume in April and May, would your competitors in those specific states also would have seen such a sharp dip?
Okay, so let me start with Karnataka, and then we can go to the route to market. So in Karnataka, I think I can say that in April it was more our own challenges than competition that our volumes were down. Okay, so we was having some administrative issues to get our dispatches out in April, which caused, you know, quite a volume decline for us in the month of April, and it flowed into April also due to the elections that were taking place. And we were probably impacted more than our competition, and we did lose share within Karnataka in those months, quite a bit, you know, quite a bit because of those two reasons. In May, it's in the back end of May, it started improving a lot. And in June, like I said, we were up over 40%. And that was, yes, there was pipeline filling into primary, so for sure. But we also saw our market share go back up again quite a lot. And we see it continue, the good volumes in Karnataka for the month of July. So it's not just about pipeline filling, but it's really a good recovery in terms of our volumes going back to, you know, trying to get back to the place where we were before. So that's on Karnataka. On the route to markets, what we mentioned specifically is the volume decline that we have had, particularly in quarter one in Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh. And we have seen quite a bit of improvement, particularly in Tamil Nadu, as of the back end of May into June, and we continue seeing good volumes in July for Tamil Nadu. The other one, of course, is Delhi, where we have lost quite a bit of volumes, and that's generally also, more, you know, we see some of our bigger competitors also have lost volumes there, and you know, we know that there have been some issues around the Delhi market, which we continue to see going forward.
Sure. So, very quick follow-ups here. You mentioned in Karnataka, you have seen very good recovery in volume. You also said large part of the market share loss has also been recouped. So my question was on the leftover market share loss. When do you see in Karnataka that coming back? And second is, some of the other spirits players, not beer, they have really curtailed or exited Tamil Nadu. Would you also have some kind of thought process on Tamil Nadu? Would you want to continue medium long term here, given the specific issues of the government control, which is much higher than a lot of other states?
So like I've mentioned in my previous call, we changed our route to markets in Tamil Nadu. And we are working on that route to market currently to continue in the current structure that we are in. So far, we've had volumes recover quite nicely during the season. Whether those volumes will remain is yet to be seen. But we are working through that as a business to see if it will be sustainable or not.
And on Karnataka?
Karnataka, for sure, we are recovering on our market share. We recovered significantly in May and into June. We recovered strongly in June for what the losses we had in May. And in July, we are also increasing share. We are still below where we would like to be in terms of market share. It'll take a bit of time to get back to the levels we wanted. It takes some time, but we are not far off where we were in the past.
So thanks. My last question is on the inflation. So already 196 basis points improvement quarter on quarter. If you could tell us on barley, malt and glass, how is the situation in glass? I understand there is a correction in the prices, but if you could take us through, how do you see in Q2 and H2 in terms of glass and barley both?
So like I said, the barley pricing has been good. The new crops have come in at good prices. So we see softening coming through there, and we should see that coming through into quarter two and quarter three also into our cost of sales. On the glass, it's a bit less so, to be honest. Till the end of the year, we sort of see not that much softening or if any. But going into 2024, potentially there could be some in terms of if some of the main commodity prices related to glass production start coming down a bit, which there seems to be some signs of. The issue, of course, is that there is limited capacity in the market for glass, so that tends to play against that in terms of demand and supply. I see it more on the barley side than on the glass side in terms of softening.
Sure. Thanks. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management will be able to address questions from all participants, please limit your questions to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Latika Chopra from JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question was on top line momentum. Is it right to assume that due to market changes in the states of Tamil Nadu, Andhra, and to some extent Delhi, will start getting into the base from the current quarter? And does it imply that the volume growth trajectory will now start to normalize for you in mid to high single digit zone?
Your voice was a little bit unclear on some of the question. Could you just repeat that again once more slowly, please, for me?
Sure. Is it better now?
Yes, a little bit better, yeah.
Okay, so my question was on volume growth momentum. Is it right to assume that route to market changes in four of the states that you've seen will start getting into the base, you know, from the September quarter, which is the current quarter? The base will be a lot more normalized, hence volume growth recovery should also move to normalized levels for you?
Yes, so some of it should do 100% in terms of volumes in Delhi, and some of that do more so at the end of quarter three. So around November, December, we should see that we start cycling some of the impacts of route to market in 2022. That's correct. Yes. That's true.
Sure. And the second question that I had was on, you know, you talked about supply constraints in Telangana and perhaps even in Haryana. What are you doing to address these capacity constraints?
Okay, so on Telangana, two things. What happened is we did not manage to get permission to do Sunday shifts, or they were cancelled for a couple of months in Telangana. And because the Sunday shifts were cancelled, that gave us capacity constraints in Telangana. But, you know, we are working through that going into 2024, that there will not be such a recurrence of this. So that we should get through that. The other thing that we have been doing, and I've mentioned it also in my summary, is lower interstate sales, right? So that means sales between different states. You know, you need to get various permissions, but also you need to pay certain export fees to, you know, transport between states. When we looked at the profitability of some of these interstate sales that we were doing, right, they were negative in net contribution for us. And we said that we made a call on that we will not continue some of these unless it's from a strategic angle, for example, premium. We would not do these interstate sales at loss-making, you know, numbers. And therefore, some of our volume decline has been, you know, due to these type of things. And that also includes Telangana, where we didn't, you know, push volumes into Telangana when we had some capacity constraints.
Thank you. And does it mean that do you need to do more CAPEX, you know, to ensure that you're not capacity constrained the funder? Or do you think tying up with, you know, the contract you would add the cost?
So we look at our capacity investments across the different states, and Telangana is on one of them. You know, I think it's more to drive more efficiencies within the breweries at this point with Telangana, but we also look at potentially future capacity based on the growth there. But, you know, if we can get some of these administrative issues like, you know, having Sunday shift and these things sorted out, then, you know, then we can cover some of these peaks.
All right. And for Haryana also, it's correct to assume there were similar issues or there was something else happening in that state?
So in Haryana, we also had some, you know, administrative issues in terms of supply and in terms of getting licenses issued for production. And therefore, we had some of the volume decline there as well. We also, you know, have managed now to get permission to export into Delhi, particularly our premium brands like Ultra. So that will also help sales out of Haryana.
All right, Bob. Thank you so much, Radhavan.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jay Doshi from Kotak. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Could you provide us some update on the CEO appointment? How is the hiring process going on? When can we expect some updates?
Yes, so in terms of on the CEO question, so we are, you know, much closer in terms of, you know, the recruiting process. And, you know, we will be able to give much more info to you sort of in the middle of September, end of September, through the appropriate channels, you know, that we disclose this information. So I think, you know, mid-September, end September, we will definitely have the communication around that.
Understood. Second is, you know, when I look at your operating performance, other expenses per case has, you know, declined when I compare it with, you know, earlier summer peak season, that is pre-pandemic. So is this a structural reduction in cost structure in terms of will other expenses per case more or less remain in this range even when gross margins recover? Or will we see a spike in the costs as gross margins recover?
So there's a couple of things in this. Some of it is already coming through in terms of the efficiencies that we are driving. Some of it in the operating expenses that you see there is also because of lower freight. And that's a combination also of the things we are doing, like I've mentioned, on the interstate transportation. So these are, you know, drives that should stay and help us with margin. And some of them would be, there are some volume related, that there will be some more increases coming through in cost, you know, as our volumes are now improving going into, you know, the other quarters.
Right. And in terms of, you know, your notes to accounts mentions that you aspire or your intent is to bring, you know, restore the volumes in the states that have been affected by RTM. So I heard your comments on Tamil Nadu and Delhi. I mean, it's sort of anybody's guess. But what is your sort of, you know, approach for Andhra Pradesh? Do you expect some recovery in volumes in that state, or that state will sort of, you know, is remain at current levels?
We are expecting some recovery of volumes there as well. Yes.
Okay. So between between AP and Tamil Nadu, I think you know, in the first quarter when the volumes were impacted after Heineken's review and decision to change the operating model, if I remember correctly, the volume impact was high single digit or 9 to 10%, which right. So when you are able to normalize these volumes or restore these volumes, what would be salience of AP and Tamil Nadu, you know, to your overall volumes? Where do you expect it to settle?
It's difficult to say, to be honest. You know, like I said, I'm quite cautious about Tamil Nadu long term at this point, or in the medium term, if I can put it this way. At the moment, our volumes are looking nice in Tamil Nadu. In Andhra Pradesh, we're expecting to get to grow. I think Andhra Pradesh will not recover to the volumes of prior 2019, really, because the total market has actually declined. Also with, you know, the closure of some retail outlets, etc., that happened there. But definitely there will be an improvement there going forward. So, you know, we remain cautious on Tamil Nadu. We are doing what we believe are the right things in Tamil Nadu. And let's see how it goes. I think we all need to just monitor it as we go along into the next coming months, and then we see. But, you know, we're really trying to do what we can there, you know, in the right way.
Thank you. A final bookkeeping question. The recent price increase in Karnataka, what does it mean in terms of increase in the retail price for consumers and increase in realization for you?
You mean the excise duty increase, I assume, yes?
Correct, correct, in Karnataka.
So in terms of, you know, the price increase as such, it was around, you know, on the shelf, I think it's doing, Robin, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's around 4-5%, right?
Yes, 3-5%.
3-5%, yes. So that is the impact for us. Spirits were impacted more, as you know. So we are quite bullish that should help the category in the medium to longer term.
And did you manage to get any price increase? Your net sales realizations are improving, or the entire increase on shelf prices will be captured by the government?
So we've also done a price increase in Karnataka. So we are getting a better per case realized sales as well in Karnataka.
Possible to quantify the magnitude, whether it is low single digit, mid single digit, or better than that?
Robin?
The earlier price increase that we did, it was around May. Then it indeed increased our realization with around mid single digits. The price increase that was taken in July did only improve our realization to a very limited extent, depending on the SKUs. But more important to mention on Karnataka is that the relative pricing of beer now is better compared to spirits, as it was previously, compared to what it was previously.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Thanks. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Avi Mehta from Macquarie. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I just wanted to continue on that Karnataka bit. So the understanding, and just clarification on that, the understanding is that despite taking a price hike of about mid-single digit, we still are, at a consumer level, relatively more attractive. Beer is more attractive, which should help growth to that extent from a volume perspective, is the way I should kind of look at this. Is that understanding correct, sir?
That's correct. So this should be more attractive for beer. You know, the way the price increase has gone in terms of the excise. You know, so that is good. That should be good for the category. So we're going to be monitoring that as we're going forward.
Perfect, sir. And from a market share trend perspective, and if I heard your comments, while the industry growth should normalize from third quarter, as a company, we should now grow ahead of the market or continue to see market share gains, and that trend is sustaining in July, and that is what we should expect going forward.
That is the aim, yes. You know, we went through some difficult times in April, May, and this is going to happen, right? I mean, it will be volatile as we change certain things in our strategy and in our approach. There will be a bit of volatility up and down, you know, but we may remain resilient on these type of things. Some of the calls that we make are profit calls, right? That's not to say that we are going to give up on our market share. Let me put that right. But we might lose some basis points in market share, and that's okay. That's fine. But we are not going to sell. We're not going to sell at a loss in terms of per case. We will make those calls where we see that if we are not making a profit, like I mentioned about the interstate, we will make that call, even if it causes us to lose a couple of basis points on market share. But Karnataka is a key state for us, and we will ensure that we recover some of the market share declines that we've had over the couple of months. Definitely that is it's a big focus area for us.
Okay, and so the last bit was, as we approach, the election season, state elections are also due in December, the central elections, anything that you would be worried about for the comment of normalization of volumes, anything that you would want to highlight? Because, with Rajasthan, for example, coming up for elections, etc. Do you see that as a concern, or the other states are not that big an issue as we speak?
At this point, you know, we are monitoring that. There can always be some impacts on that. You know, that, you know, on certain days you cannot, for example, some of the outlets are closed, etc., like we had in Karnataka, which had some disruptions. Particularly if you have a big share in the state, that can, you know, cause you temporarily some declines. But then, you know, like I said, that is temporary. And then, you know, if you've got your right basics in place, you should get through those. So on Rajasthan, you know, might be some disruptions, but it's not something we are too concerned about at this point in time.
Got it. That's all from my side. Thank you very much. Hello, I'm done. Sorry. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Krishnan Subramurthy from Nirmal Bang Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, everyone. Maharashtra seems to have reported positive volume growth. Now, this has been a difficult market for about 4 or 5 years. Anything that's changing on the ground?
On Maharashtra, yes?
Yes. Yes, sir.
So, yeah, so the category per se has had some difficulty. I mean, we, you know, we still have a strong market share there, which is good. And we see, you know, we need to push more premiumization there. We see quite a lot of opportunity around, particularly around Mumbai and Pune and these type of areas. But, there, I think it's important that, you know, there is a better playing field in terms of the excise regulation between spirits and beer. As you know, the excise on beer is significantly higher than on spirits, which you don't really see anywhere in the world, okay? And that is something that we are working on in terms of, you know, leveling or, you know, making sure the beer category has its right space at the right and being taxed at the appropriate levels going forward.
Okay. My second question is on this positive sales mix that you witnessed for this particular quarter. As Telangana, Tamil Nadu, Delhi come back to a more normalized level, would you agree that there could be a reduction in the positive sales mix that you saw in Q1?
A reduction of the positive mix as we saw in Q1, you're saying?
Yes.
There can be some impact. But then we also see Karnataka improving as well. So, yeah, it's difficult to estimate at this point. As we've mentioned in the past, you know, it does impact when some of these big states grow like a Telangana. So, yeah, I wouldn't like to forecast that at this point in time.
Sure. Just one final question. Anything that you can guide in terms of CapEx for the current year or the next, given the constraints that you faced during the summer quarter this year?
Sorry, you mentioned, is there any constraints on CapEx? I didn't fully get there.
Any increase in CapEx that you have in mind, given the constraints that you faced in the summer quarter this year?
Yes, so we are definitely looking at that in terms of our CAPEX plans already now for going into 2024, because the lead times, you know, can be quite a few months. So we will be reviewing of how much capacity we need to expand if needed. And also, you know, our relationships with the contract brewers, that there is enough capacity in place there as well. Because we had also quite a bit of struggles in the northeast part of India, in terms of capacity and some breakdowns that some of our contract brewers had there. And we want to make sure that this doesn't happen going forward.
Anything that you can quantify for now in terms of CapEx for the year, you'll get back later.
The CapEx for 2023, we communicated last time. We are not changing that amount like what we communicated last time.
Got it. Thanks. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Himanshu Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, Mr. Shah, you're audible. Please go ahead with the question.
Okay, thanks. So can you just let us know what would be the share of the RTM markets, TN, AP, Delhi in this quarter volumes and last year same quarter? What would have been their share in the overall volumes?
What would have been our share in Tamil Nadu, Delhi and AP?
No, of the total volumes, what will be the contribution from TN, AP and Delhi?
Within the volumes, it's per se, yes? In total, or what do you mean exactly? Robin, do you understand the question?
Yes, so you want to see the salience, basically, of the RTM states?
That's right.
Well, that's lower than 10%, but I think that's already enough detail.
Okay, and what would have been the same number last year?
Well, I think based on disclosures that you have in our report that you can triangulate that. I need to have a detailed look and I will get back to you afterwards.
Sure. And can you just let us know what would have been the A&P spend, advertising and promotion as a percentage of revenue current year and last year?
Robin, you have that, no?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Advertising and promotion spend as a percentage of revenue in the current quarter and last year same quarter.
Yeah, well, what we can say is that marketing spend basically went down versus last year in the same quarter, and that followed more or less the same trend as the volume drop.
Okay, sure. That's it from my side. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Prashant Kothari from PISIT. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, hello, sir. I had a couple of questions. One was the excise bill for us for this quarter seems to be kind of growing at 8% versus last year, while the volumes have dropped by 12%, which means kind of an increase of 20%. I understand there's a state mix and all of that, but if you could help us with kind of the general, maybe like to like, what's the kind of excise increase that you're seeing in the business?
Yeah, so it is a bit of a state mix impact because, you know, the excises within the different states didn't really move that much. Of course, in some it did, like, for example, now Karnataka. So it's primarily a state mix impact that is happening there. Like for like, I wouldn't want to quote exactly how much it is, but it's probably a lot lower like for like, and that's due to the state mix.
All right, okay. And you mentioned in a couple of states you lost market share. Would you be able to give us some idea of the overall market share which the company has now?
So we lost single-digit market share pan-India. And like I said, Karnataka was one of the ones that where we've lost share. And, of course, in the route to market states, that we mentioned, like the likes of Tamil Nadu, Delhi, and these states, we lost share. I think that is about a good summary of it. I don't know if anything else on that one, Robin. Huh? I think those are the main impacts, really.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe could you that excluding the RDM change, it was really only in the low single digits that we went down. And despite some market share headwinds in a state like Karnataka, we also see some very positive market share developments in other important states for us, like UP and Rajasthan.
Right, so how much is the overall market share we have in the market after all these? Obviously, there are different states and different shares, but overall basis on pan-India level, what's our market share?
Well, that should be around 50%, excluding the RTM states.
Understand. And in a couple of states like Haryana and also maybe better in Karnataka, you mentioned some of the administrative issues kind of impacting our performance. And is there some execution issue that we need to kind of smoothen out in the business? I mean, if you can expand upon that, what are the steps being taken so that admin type of issues don't really impact our business performance?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have lost the line for the management, so request you to stay on hold until we get the management reconnected. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being on hold. We have the line for the management reconnected now. Mr. Kothari, you may proceed with your question. Thank you.
Sorry, I'm not sure when you dropped out, but the question was that in some of the states, administrative issues are kind of impacting our performance. Can you just expand on what is the problem and any kind of internal execution that we need to smoothen out so that these issues don't impact us in the future? That would be very useful.
So I guess you're referring to some of the dispatch issues that we were having, particularly in April and May in Karnataka, yes?
And also in Haryana, you mentioned some administrative issues.
In Haryana as well, yes. Well, I think we've fixed what needs to be fixed in Karnataka at this point in time. So we hopefully that should be positive going forward. And in Haryana, we seem now to be also on the right track there as well. So that should be fine as well. But you know, with Haryana, it could be that we still run into some things in terms of some of the approvals that we need. But we work through those as they come. But, you know, for me, primarily Karnataka. Can you hear me? Sorry, I was just... Am I still on the call, yes?
Yes, sir,
yes.
You are audible, yes.
Sorry. So like I said, the Karnataka is for us key. That has been, you know, fixed, and the volumes are looking good going forward.
Okay, thank you. And just the last question is on the non-alcoholic beverages, where the revenues for this quarter were zero, as reported. Just trying to understand. I mean, what's the priority of this business for us, and is it a business where we are maybe potentially getting out of?
Yeah, so the 0-0-0 business is something, you know, that we see potential in the longer term. So we will continue to, you know, work in that segment. But the volumes, yes, like you rightly say, are very small at the moment. But we'll continue with Heineken 0-0, and we'll look at other innovations to, you know, to go into that category as well.
All right, okay. Thank you much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Harit Kapoor from Investec.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. So I just had two questions. One was on glass. So, you know, there are some, you know, you did mention that because of the demand supply issue, you know, it would take a bit longer for the glass price benefit to come in. You know, typically some of our, you know, contracts, I remember historically used to also be, you know, where we were trying to make them into, you know, formula-based contracts where, you know, de-escalation and cost could also give us a benefit. So I was just wondering, wouldn't that at some point kick in a little earlier than expected, you know, as compared to the ones where you have to, you know, really go on and negotiate?
So that should be the case on some of the bigger contracts. You're correct. If some of that does come through, hopefully that should come through in quarter four for our pricing. So if our, we have what we refer to a PAF, a price adjustment formula,
yes,
built in some of these contracts. And, you know, if there continues to be the softening in some of these production costs, if I can put it that way, such as energy and soda ash, and these type of costs, then there should be some, you know, some softening going forward, yes. So hopefully that does come through, but I wouldn't like to, you know, say that is 100% definite now. Because it's, again, it's the balance of the supply and demand as well, you know, but true, some of these price adjustment formulas can trigger it.
Got it. My second question was on premium and mass. You know, you obviously have been growing, the premium portfolio has been growing at a faster clip. This time, obviously, because of one-offs, there has been, some challenges there. But even if you exclude the one-offs, premium's going faster. I just wanted to understand, you know, now that, you know, the excise cycle in a lot of states is over, the price increases across the board are done. How are you seeing the, you know, premium versus mass or premium versus mid to mass segment growth trends? Is it, you know, what, do you still see premium growing at a much faster pace on a normalized basis? I just wanted to get your sense on that.
Yeah, definitely. We still see a lot of opportunity in the strong premium growth. You know, I mean, we still believe that, you know, over the coming years, the premium segment should be, you know, between 18 to 20% of the total beer category over the next 5, 6, 7 years. So for sure we remain fully committed to premium, and actually more so. We are going to definitely ensure that we go and aim to have our fair share in premium going forward. So that ambition has not changed at all.
Got it. And one last question on CapEx, really. You know, if you look at, you did mention that, you know, some of the interstate sale movements that were happening in the past were not profitable, and hence you've kind of relooked at that. My question was, were these products that were moving interstate largely in the mass and mid segment? Because I assume that premium would still have been profitable for you to move.
100%. So what we do is we assess it on a mainstream and premium segment basis. You know, so if the interstate for premium is low contribution, we will still do it just from a strategy point of view on premium. But it's more a call on the, you know, the lower mainstream brands where if they're in a loss-making situation, we made a call not to do interstate. You know, and at that point in time, then you assess your local capacity levels to say, okay, is it worth for me, to the previous question of, you know, doing something around capacity to curb that you don't need to do that interstate and transportation.
Understood. And my last question was on the you know, the rollout of the premium product. So you know, over the last 18 months, you know, you added Kingfisher Wheat Beer, you added Heineken Silver to the premium portfolio. Just wanted to get a sense of you know, are the rollouts in the markets that you want them to be in now complete? Is there some more scope on the distribution side yet left?
No, so definitely we are looking at some other new launches, and as they come through, definitely you'll be aware of them. Also in other segments, we've also now testing Kingfisher Mango as an innovation, which is doing actually very nicely for us, you know, so with flavor. We have really, I spoke about it actually last time, you know, we have really now starting to form a nice innovation funnel, and we've got a strong cross-functional team working on that. So there's definitely more to come from UBL in terms of innovation.
Great. Those are my questions. Jacob, if you could check the queue, please.
Just a reminder, if there are more questions, you can press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Harit Kapoor from Investec for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you, Jacob. On behalf of Investec, we would like to thank the management of United Breweries to give us this opportunity to do the call and spend time on this one. And also like to thank all the investors and analysts and the community who joined on the call. I'd now hand over to you know, Radovan for his closing comments. Over to you.
Yes, thanks. So, you know, it was a difficult Q1 for us, like I said, and particularly April, May. But, you know, we remain really positive on this beer category going forward. And, you know, there will be a bit of volatility like we've experienced, you know, April, May. But, you know, we're here for it in the long term, in this, for this business. So, you know, we still believe in strong category growth going forward, you know, driving also our premium share. That is a priority for us through Silver, the Kingfisher Ultra brand family. And you know, focusing on our revenue management activities to drive margins, be it in the cost of sales or be it in the top line. And today you saw some examples of it, like on the interstate and also the pricing that we are getting. So I think, yeah, that's how I would like to end. And, you know, thank you, everyone, for your participation.
Thank you. On behalf of Investec Capital Services, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.